very interesting time as we move from one administration to another, and we're in the midst of a lame duck session. Kind of talk to me about the lay of the land that you're seeing in D.C.
So let's start with kind of the current administration. In the final days of the Biden administration, what's really important for us as an ethanol industry is to get that final guidance out on the 45Z tax credit, the clean fuel production tax credit. So we expect it to come out probably in late January, right before you actually have a transition. But that's job number one within the final days with the Biden administration. As we look ahead, what's helpful right now at this point in time is we have clarity in terms of election outcomes. So we know what the administration, we're nearly there in terms of the House, and we know Senate, and we know House and Senate leadership as well. And so a couple things. When it comes to Congress, the vast majority of our biofuels champions will be returning to Congress. They ran and they campaigned and won on their support for ethanol and growers and E15 and ethanol exports and what you have you. So that's good. We have our Republicans and our Democrats. They'll be back in the chambers advocating alongside us. With the Trump administration, what we all have to keep in mind is this is the president who is very clear. He sets the policy. He wants people in the cabinet who work for him, who implement his policy. And so it's reminding whomever is taking the cabinet position ultimately that the president supports E15. He supports farmers. He supports ethanol. And so that's going to be a real critical part of our conversations, of the dialogue, and of the education as we go through the confirmation process.
And it's not just the cabinet positions, it's all those sub-cabinet positions that are extremely important, a lot of decisions being made there. What's the RFK factor in here with his role in food and ag programming?
Oh, I don't think anybody can say at this point. I think that's a question mark and a to be determined.
So we do have some new leaders, as you mentioned, Thune now coming in, the leader on the Senate side, Klobuchar from Minnesota, ranking member in the Ag Committee, even John Hoeven now being the Ag Approach Chair, all folks that understand your business.
Those are all really good things for biofuels, for the rural economy. Those individuals, I mean, we couldn't be happier with Senator Thune and certainly Klobuchar in her position, and Hoeven too, because they have a track record of understanding and supporting ethanol and all of the policies. I mean, if you look at all of the bills that have been introduced and been moving through, Senator Thune certainly and Senator Klobuchar have been on those bills, championing those bills. And so to have those leaders in place who intuitively understand our value and our role moving forward in creating energy dominance, in making sure that we're creating jobs, we're bringing dollars back into rural economies, that's our value proposition. Having those leaders in place that know that already is going to be really helpful.
From Trade Talk, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.